Welcome to MedTalk Idaho, presented by Idaho Urologic Institute and Surgery Center of Idaho. We are broadcasting from Meridian, Idaho. I'm Barb Nielsen, PR and Marketing Coordinator for IUI and SCI. Our podcast today is a Getting to Know You interview with Dr. John Greer. Dr. Greer is one of our board-certified urologists here at IUI and SCI. Dr. Greer is the only fellowship-trained urologist in Idaho specializing in male infertility and reproductive medicine. He's a founder of IUI and SCI. He is also the VP of IUI and our lab director. Dr. Greer is also the lead physician in our advanced prostate cancer management program, among many other things you do here at IUI. Dr. Greer, we want to welcome you and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
That's a long list of titles here, so sorry if it seemed a little longer. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you were raised, your family, that kind of thing.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and lived there for a total of 3 days before my family moved to Tucson, Arizona. And ultimately, my dad, who was a college professor, settled in Atlanta working at Georgia State University. So I grew up, for the most part, in Atlanta, Georgia. Then went to college at Auburn University in Alabama, came back to Atlanta and did medical school and residency at Emory University, and then did a fellowship at Baylor University in Texas.
And so what do you do for fun? Do you have any hobby sports, other areas of special interest that...
I spend most of my free time outside. I truly enjoy the Idaho outdoors. I spend a lot of time hunting and fishing and whitewater rafting, backpacking, skiing, all the things that we can really enjoy here in Idaho.
So if you hadn't become a doctor, what do you think you would have liked to have done? Did you have some other interest or line of work that you kind of were drawn to?
I probably would have remained. I spent a lot of time growing up in the outdoors. And I probably would have been in the outfitting guiding business for either hunting or fishing, I think.
And so let's see, you touched a little bit on medical school. Is, I guess we kind of covered that. Is there additional information?
Right, no. I did my training for the most part in the South, but ultimately found that living out in Idaho was more consistent with my interests.
So why did you choose urology?
I really did not ever think I would be a urologist, but while I was going through medical school, one of my neighbors I grew up with was dating a urologist, and we were still very good friends, and so she introduced me to him, and I went and spent some time with the urologist and found them to be very, very nice, good physicians that had a lot of interests other than medicine. The nice thing I found was that subspecialty surgery gave you the opportunity to actually treat patients and make them better and change their lives in a positive way. And so I found that to be the things that really drew me to it.
So how long have you been in practice?
26 years.
So we talked a little bit about your specialties and that you are fellowship trained. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So while I was a resident at Emory, one of my professors was a specialist in male reproduction and infertility, and I became very interested in that area. And so I opted to spend an additional period of time, 2 years at Baylor, doing research and practice of microsurgery for infertility and reproductive medicine. Most urologists don't get a lot of training in microsurgery and reproductive medicine, and Baylor at that time, and it still is what really at the pinnacle of that area. And so I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to go and do extra training there.
What is microsurgery? What does that consist of?
So microsurgery is a surgical technique where we use an operating microscope to provide very high magnification for precise surgery of very small structures. And so in regard to infertility, that includes doing vasectomy reversals, sperm retrievals for in vitro fertilization, management of patients that have very poor sperm production, as well as the whole gamut of treatment of erectile dysfunction.
Right. So we know you do treat men. Do you also treat women and children?
I do care for men primarily. I still have several patients that are both women and children, but between male reproduction, infertility, and prostate cancer, that makes up the vast majority of my practice.
And you have privileges at all the hospitals in the Treasure Valley, is that correct?
Yes, I work at all the hospitals in the valley.
Let's see. So what do you find is most gratifying about being a urologist?
I like the field, particularly because of the ability to treat patients and have a positive impact on their outcome. It's difficult to take care of diseases that you can't change the outcome, but with urology, we do lots of procedures and treatments that really impact the quality of the life of the patient and their family. I find that treatment of infertility, where you have infertile couples, they can't have children, and you're able to treat them and they have kids, to be very gratifying. Additionally, management of prostate cancer, where you can either cure patients of prostate cancer or improve the quality of the life of the patients while they are still living, is very gratifying.
What do you feel is the biggest medical advancement made in urologic care in the last 25 years? And is there any new treatment on the horizon that you're excited about?
I think the advent of robotic surgery is probably the most significant thing that has occurred in the last 25 years. Our ability to do robotic procedures, particularly cancer procedures, has improved outcomes dramatically while decreasing hospitalizations and recuperative times. And so patients that are treated with robotic surgery really do much, much better than through our old traditional techniques. And I think that that's the most significant change we've seen in the last 25 years. A close second, though, is the FDA approval of multiple new medications for the treatment of advanced prostate cancer. Previously, we had very few treatments available for patients with advanced prostate cancer. Now we have several new medications and therapies that can significantly lengthen a patient's life that has advanced prostate cancer and improve the period of time that they have good quality of life. And so that is also very significant and has happened for the most part in the last 10 years.
That is great. So is there anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Breer?
I feel I'm very privileged to be able to work at this facility and with our partners, the Idaho Urologic Institute with the Surgery Center of Idaho, is a wonderful practice where we're able to treat urologic patients really from the diagnostic end all the way to the completion of their therapy. And that's unique. You don't see those type of practices in towns this large, hardly ever. And so we really do have a wonderful center here, and I'm just lucky to be able to be a part of it.
We're glad you're here too. So, well, thank you, Dr. Greer, for visiting with us today. For more information about Dr. Greer or any of the services at IUI or SCI, please call 208-639-4900 or go to our website at www.idurology.com. Thank you.